This next story begins at an electrical outlet in New York City. Millions of them, in fact, and goes back behind those outlets to where the power comes from. The New York State Public Service Commission is proposing an overhaul of its energy grid, one that would upend the way the utility business has operated for more than a century. The proposed changes are aimed at making the grid more efficient and resilient during severe weather. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
In the power business, it's all about managing the peaks. During the hottest days of summer, electric utilities run at full capacity to keep giant cities comfortably cool. But most of the rest of the year, half the capacity goes unused, and that's highly inefficient. The New York Public Service Commission is trying to flatten those peaks. It's considering a proposal that would re-engineer the power grid.
What they're looking to do is really change that into more of a network model.
Cameron Brooks is head of Tolerable Planet, a regulatory consultancy. He says instead of just transmitting power one way, from generator to substation to home, the new proposed grid would transmit in multiple directions, including from the home, much like the internet. This new distributed electric system, as it's called, would be able to, among other things, harness, store, and resell energy. Some utilities are already doing some limited versions of this, like reselling power. But under New York's plan, the utility market would become a much more open place, with services that don't exist today. So customers may be able to sell their power for more at peak times, for example. Electric cars might get charged every time the sun shines on a solar panel or when the wind blows through a turbine. New companies might sell services to customers that optimize electricity use to all key appliances. All of this helps, again, to even out those peaks. Part of this is motivated by climate change. Brooks says a new power grid of the sort New York is considering would be able to route around outages caused by events like Superstorm Sandy.
If one part of the system goes down, the entire region doesn't suddenly have a blackout.
But a switch would require massive re-engineering, as well as a new kind of customer relationship. And it's still an unproven model. Adrian Tuck is CEO of Tendril, a software firm that analyzes power use. He says simplicity will be key.
Consumers, whilst they're not adverse to doing these things, by and large aren't going to spend a huge amount of time thinking about them.
And some consumer groups like AARP worry that older and low-income residents might end up with hard-to-use technology or extra costs for new services. Utilities, for that matter, also worry about their bottom line.
A prime concern that utilities have is the recovery of their fixed costs.
Richard Sedano is director of the Regulatory Assistance Project, a nonprofit advisor to energy regulators. Currently, about the only way utilities can raise rates is when they make investment in new plant. But New York is hoping to design a business model that compensates utilities for making systems more efficient and for managing their systems better. But Sedano says making such a radical transition smoothly will be hard. Audrey Zibelman is chair of New York's Public Service Commission. She says, though the specifics aren't laid out, she expects the new grid will bring with it new business opportunities.
What we're looking at is actually a model that gives the utilities incentives to create greater system efficiencies so that if they actually reduce demand or promote energy efficiency, they can make money, essentially.
Zibelman says utilities might make money by selling a monthly service to reduce electric usage when residents are at work, for example. Either way, she says, for utilities, business as usual will not be a sustainable model.
Unless they're part of the game, they're going to be left behind.
And some utilities aren't resisting. Stuart Nachmias is vice president of energy policy for Con Edison, which supplies power to the New York City area.
This really sets the platform for how the future of the electric system can work with more resources and more options for our customers.
Con Edison is building a distributed energy system in parts of Brooklyn and Queens. It hopes the efficiencies will put off a need for more plant for several years. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.